All right, guys, here we are once again, Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee,
episode... Son of Maddie.
Episode 10, Geeks of the Square Table. What's going on, folks? I'm Jules. With me, I have...
Gomer.
Christian.
Larry.
Taylor.
Yeah, we're a little short-handed
today. It's a short
today. It's a short table.
Like the short bus.
Half-rounded table.
Like the short bus?
I don't think we needed to go there.
I was going to make that joke, but then I thought it was going to be in poor taste.
In poor taste? Yeah, it was.
I don't think it's in poor taste.
It's
Flint's cap.
But,
that's why they put that big cannon on the front. So, oh wait,
We have some things to talk about.
Where do we want to start? Do we want to start with Netflix and Marvel?
Yeah, it just got announced, so we'll hit that up.
Let's do
quickly.
It first.
A lot of stuff coming down the pipe.
2015, Netflix is going to get a Punisher series.
No.
Yeah,
not a Punisher.
Daredevil, for sure.
Daredevil.
There's going to be four series.
Four.
Daredevil, Luke Cage.
Jessica Jones,
Iron Fist, and there's going to be a mini-series, Guardians.
Defenders.
Guardians of the Galaxy's movie.
Hopefully, we get a Doc Strange in that Defenders movie.
He's so. the leader of the Defenders.
Marvel has confirmed they want to make a Doc Strange movie. This could be some cool synergy they have coming out. Doc Strange on the Defenders and coming out in theaters.
Exactly. But what do we want from them?
No.
What do we want from these movies? Let's start with Daredevil. What do we want in a Daredevil series?
Because they're going to be series.
Yeah, what do we want in a 13-episode Daredevil series? What
Daredevil,
do we want to see happen?
Much better as a series than what it is.
I'm working on a case.
I want Matt Murdock...
Law and Order style.
By night, I want it to be brutal. I want him to be beating people
like Arrow.
With those billy clubs. Like Arrow.
I would love to see that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Why do you think the costume to be good, too. You don't think that Netflix, being what Netflix is, that they can't do a little bit more?
No, I don't think Marvel's going to do it.
Why not?
Well, why wouldn't they just... Because...
They haven't given me a reason to doubt them, too.
I agree. S.H.I.E.L.D. maybe a little, but S.H.I.E.L.D.'s network.
We're
getting totally off even cable.
Yeah.
We're going to Netflix where you can do R-rated content.
You saw Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Dude, lesbian sexing going on the Netflix.
This is not going to happen in the Disney-friendly Marvel.
Well, no,
it's not necessarily Disney-friendly,
though. Sure.
Why they wanted to do it on Netflix, and they established they didn't want it to be
Disney-friendly
Marvel. That's why they picked Daredevil.
I mean, is this going to be an R-rated Marvel?
Yes, that's why they wanted to.
Because they won't even let the movies be R-rated.
You're right, but they're looking for a little bit more appeal, I think.
And Netflix, they're looking for the adult audience that Orange is the New Black and House of Cards has brought.
This isn't going to be on Netflix Kids. This is on Netflix.
This is going to be... All the Netflix original series have not been for children.
Yeah,
but Disney in general, they usually are pretty good about being hands-off with the stuff they buy. They're like, hey, you're already successful, Marvel, and you have a target...
We just want the money.
You guys are a target demo that we historically do bad with.
Yeah.
Do what you're doing, make us money.
We just want to cash your checks and be able to move your licenses on the
hard-hitting stuff.
I hope so.
Okay, guys, this is... Jules asked the question.
I'm real hesitant.
That's going to make it or break it, in my opinion. All we get is a G-rated, you know, Daredevil.
No, I doubt it.
What's the point?
Jules asked the question, what do we want from it? And this is what I want. I want four things.
From Daredevil.
I want the costume to be amazing.
Yes.
That's one thing.
Awesome.
That's got to happen.
Can't have made a red licorice this time.
Exactly. No red licorice.
I want
I'd be cool with the yellow costume.
That was the thing.
He's blind. How is he going to know? I want him to transition.
I want it to start with the yellow and red, and I want people to make jokes about it or something, and then at the end of the series, he gets the all red. I think that would be nice. And
maybe S.H.I.E.L.D. actually comes into it somewhere towards the end where they can wink it. S.H.I.E.L.D. actually could be like a center point.
Yeah.
All of it.
It'd be cool if we could have a TV continuity that's almost a separate thing from the movie continuity.
But that's an occasional crossover from that.
I think they're going to make it one, maybe. I don't know.
But if they haven't made a single episode of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. that didn't reference the Avengers.
You're right.
The third thing that I want...
Or in the Iron Man movie, one or the other.
I don't want to see Elektra. I don't want to see
her. I hope we don't see Elektra.
I don't want to see her.
Maybe that's the last thing I want.
Yeah, if they get another season.
They can hint to her.
I would love a hint. Like, remember that?
Maybe he has a shady past going in.
Or he's got a couple of sighs hanging on the wall.
But the last thing that I want.
And this is important to me personally.
So that's why I keep hammering it. But the last thing I want to see in this Daredevil show is the last episode of the season. I want to see him go to jail.
Oh, like in the comics.
Like in the comics. Well,
that was a good run.
Who ended that run like that? Was that
Mark Brubaker? Or Brubaker. No,
Brubaker. Yeah. Okay, yeah, Brubaker ended it like that. And Bendis ended his run with him being the kingpin.
Yeah. Shadowland. Yeah. But there's a lot of places for them to go with Daredevil.
They got a lot, that's the great thing about Daredevil. They have a lot of material that lends itself pretty well to TV. Yeah.
But then I have a question for you guys. I have a question for you. Just for the Daredevil, not even for the other ones, but for Daredevil, would you rather it start with him becoming Daredevil? Or would you rather it be he's been Daredevil? He's established.
Well, did he become Daredevil as a child?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily.
He got blinded, but I don't know if he started fighting crime.
Yeah. Wasn't it the same news that made the Turtles?
I think we need to at least see,
Stick. I want to see Stick.
You know, we want to see the origins or whatever. We're going to need to see that. We want to see him either... if they keep him being blinded as a child, we're going to want to see that.
See him coming to terms with it.
So you want to see, Year Zero Daredevil?
We need at least one episode of Year Zero.
I think it would be a cool idea if you started the show in medias res, you've already started.
Yeah.
Maybe do an episode some down flashbacks. The line. It's like, oh, and now I remember how it all
happened. Yeah.
And I think that would work for all of you.
They could do the Year Zero
episode, in the middle of the season, even.
And I think that works for all of
these
four
characters.
That's what
they did with Arrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they flash back to the island, so the island is like half the episode,
but
and then...
Iron Fist is supposed to be getting a show. You can't really... You have to start out with an origin story for Iron Fist.
Iron Fist would be a great kung fu anthology.
Exactly.
Honestly, let's look at...
Isn't it Luke Cage and Iron Fist is one series? I was told it's going to be...
Oh, is it going to be
Heroes for Hire?
No.
Heroes for Hire.
No, I did not hear that.
I heard they were going to get their own... They were going to have...
The official Disney press release says Luke Cage.
That's where I got this, was from the press release.
Yeah, I mean, because I read this off the Marvel site. And,
Somebody told me it was going to be one show with the bulk of them. Because their series was, the original 70s run was them having their own series together.
I almost prefer it being two separate shows, because this is something I'm going to say about all of these shows in general. I'd like to see some diversity. I don't want all these characters to be doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
Iron Fist in Asia would be an awesome...
Iron Fist without Luke Cage is great.
And then you look at this, this is all about diversity.
Yeah, I agree.
Because really, all right... You know, what does Luke Cage, we get people in here all the time, they love Luke Cage because he was one of the only black superheroes they knew.
Exactly.
Right. You know.
And Daredevil.
He's
handicapped. Jessica Jones, a female. Exactly. Getting a female. So, and Iron Fist is, the rest.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have diversity to the TV universe they don't have. Yeah.
Well, like, even genre diversity, too, because we have a gritty crime noir type of setup with Daredevil, Kung Fu with Iron Fist.
Street fight with... Yeah. Yeah. You can even get into some gang, because he was, like, a gang leader.
He got his powers in a prison experiment for a crime he didn't commit. But
Exactly.
But I got a question, though. I mean, I think I'd personally be cool with it, but if it were two separate shows, like this Iron Fist and this Luke Cage thing were two separate shows, would you guys be cool with it, like, the
crossing
end of
over?
Both seasons? Yeah. Like, they meet and then they have their own...
They're one of the best bromances in comics.
That may be what they want to do.
I would be cool with them crossing over everywhere, because the relationships between just Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones are so there in the comic books.
Yeah, everyone forgets,
Luke Cage and Jessica Jones are married.
Yes. Well, and also, here's the thing.
Iron Fist and Luke Cage are as close as you can be to be married without...
Exactly.
The closest two platonic people can be.
Yep.
People know they marathon this.
Yeah.
So here's 13 episodes. It's going to be like reading a couple of trains.
Yeah, 2 days and I'm done with it.
And the other thing is, you can also pull this in, everyone forgets, Luke Cage is the one that got Daredevil to join the Avengers.
Yeah.
They have a... They occupy the same neighborhood. They're both from in Hell's Kitchen.
There's plenty of opportunity to cross over... At any point, these shows, they could do it from the first episode of Daredevil and introduce all these characters, and then later on, flashback.
Right. So
there's so many opportunities.
They introduce all these
characters. I want to see Bullseye. I want to see Purple Man. I want to see Bad Guys.
You know, Mark Waid's working on the Daredevil series.
You know what I want to see? That could be lead in to a Defenders movie. You've got a Guardians
miniseries.
Movie.
They're going to do a Defenders miniseries.
They do a Defenders miniseries.
But they could lead to a movie.
That could, like, build up to a Defenders movie.
I don't even... I'd rather they could. This would be a miniseries, honestly.
I don't know, man. Well, I love comic books. Comic books do lead themselves to be
full series.
TV shows, they translate better.
Yes.
Just the nature of the storytelling.
And we're talking about actual story arcs in comics? Yeah. But one thing I'm interested to see going forward is what is this lineup of the Defenders going to be? I don't think they're even allowed to use the Silver Surfers.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Fantastic Four.
That leaves the mainstays, Namor, Doc Strange, who I really
hope. Oh man, I hope they get him in there.
And the Hulk. Are they going to bring the Hulk?
Glad you said Namor.
Go ahead.
All right. So last week, I missed the first 10 minutes of the podcast, and you're all like, oh, Namor's the douchebag of the group. And then I get back towards the end, you go, you're the Namor of the group. So I didn't have a chance to get mad then for you calling me a douchebag.
Oh, I just got belted.
All right, well, let's go right into the next thing.
Come on, if it makes you feel any better, I'm pretty much the Tony Stark of the group, because I'm the next worst person to deal with.
Yeah, but you're the awesome guy people like. How is that demeaning?
Here's the thing.
He does drive the Lexus.
Yeah. I'm the person everyone likes, but in the core group of people that matter, I'm the one everyone kind of hates a little bit.
We all make fun of him.
Right, yeah. It doesn't matter. You get the hot redhead.
Yeah, I do. I win.
You bastard. Check this out, though. Before we go into the next thing,
and speaking of hot chicks, should we go ahead and say goodnight, Elaine?
Oh, already? Let's get it out of the way.
Goodnight, Elaine.
I don't know why you say goodnight, Elaine. You guys should say good morning, Elaine. Me and Elaine talked about this because we filmed this.
No. Good afternoon,
Elaine.
That's
not the thing. The thing is goodnight, Elaine.
Yeah.
Well, you say good afternoon, Elaine. When does she listen to it?
Yeah, probably not.
Fair, okay, yeah. Recorded, yeah, and she listens
but,
to it probably.
But this is the thing, though. It could just be me, but what I want out of all of these series, and it's just really selfish, I want Thomas Jane Punisher.
That's what I want.
I would like to have... On a Netflix series, that would be cool.
Because
they
could
see Dirty Laundry.
If any one of these characters is crying out to be on a... R-rated Netflix series.
Yeah.
It is the Punisher.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. But they could do whatever they wanted, man.
It was originally announced, and they pulled it back because they're in talks with somebody you're familiar with. My guess, Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
They're probably trying to work out a filming schedule with Thomas Jane, why they didn't announce it with these four. Because it was originally announced Punisher would be on the Netflix run. And I'm sure, and he was supposed to be one of the miniseries.
Yeah.
Now, them probably talking with Thomas Jane, they're like, oh, we could do a series.
This guy would be so cool. Especially since they're establishing all of these street-level characters. Yeah. Street-level heroes.
I could see this being a series of Disney DVDs, Marvel DVDs, coming out.
Yeah.
And them doing a whole chain of them. Oh, hey. The money they would make in Blu-ray sales.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, Netflix, though, kind of holds them back from doing all that. You're not going to sell any DVDs if...
Well, here's the thing.
Aren't there, like...
All right, so you do that.
DVD copies of everything coming out this Christmas.
But I think it's actually smart.
There actually is Orange is the New Black Blu-rays coming out this
Christmas. Maybe they're realizing
that they'll do it during Christmas.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, they're going to wait. You're going to be able to see it for 2 years or a year.
Before on Netflix, and then the year
then they're going to release the rights.
Yes.
I wouldn't even be surprised if, Orange is the New Black gets picked up by Showtime or HBO.
It would be cool. It would be cool. Showtime would probably
especially Showtime because losing Dexter and Weeds.
And Weeds has already established the same creator created both Weeds and Orange is the New Black.
I think he's going full Netflix now, though.
And she's cool.
Because all of Weeds is on Netflix.
Well, actually,
Orange is the New Black is awesome, too.
What?
It's a good show.
What is?
Weeds?
No, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, Weeds
is great.
Weeds is good, too.
Yeah, Weeds is fun, too.
Weeds was a good show.
Weeds kind of went two seasons too far.
That's the annoying thing about TV shows is as awesome as they are, you kind of have to think in the back of your head.
They need to know where to quit.
I think
we could all be happy. Star Trek knew when to end.
DS9.
All three of them did. All three of
DS9,
the 89.
That's one of the
benefits of Doctor Who is it's built in mechanics.
Exactly.
You can recycle the character as part of the show.
Yes, exactly. I just finished Deep Space Nine, and there's four or five episodes of Deep Space Nine that are all continuous.
Yeah.
They're all one after the other.
Was it the war?
Right, the problem wasn't that Deep Space Nine didn't know when to end. It's that... It's like they didn't know when they could end.
Yeah.
They could probably cut out a season in the middle. I think the first season is pretty established.
Yes.
And pretty good. I think the last couple of seasons, you definitely need those.
Definitely.
There's just one or... There's probably maybe...
The third season. I could say the third season.
There's probably at least a half season... And single episodes here and there that can be taken out.
Yeah, there's a lot of episodes in the third or fourth season that you must have to enjoy the rest of it, but there's so many more that you don't need.
The third and fourth season could have been merged.
Yeah, there's so many more that you
should have gotten Worf in the third season, not the fourth.
Yes, totally agree.
Because Michael Dorn had already agreed to do it.
Yeah.
When they were filming the third, they just waited because of the movie that came out.
Let's get back to Disney and Marvel and move to Disney's other franchise, Star Wars. Star Wars 7's been delayed until December. 2015. I don't think that's a big shock.
Not at all. I'd rather them make it good rather than rush it out.
Yes. Of
and
course.
Here's the thing. Their date, their 2014 date or whatever, was them saying, somebody saying, yes, we're going to do it, and we plan to release one every 2 years.
Yeah, and that's what
I didn't actually talk to nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah, I haven't even made a script yet.
They're doing live casting calls still.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
One in Nashville on the 23rd.
Yeah. If you're between 18 and 21 and a male, or like
a teenage female,
and 19 female.
Elaine's doing it.
Is she going to go?
She's my girlfriend.
She'll dump you in a heartbeat.
I know.
She's going to leave you for Cumberbatch.
Shut up. I hope not.
You could be that guy
that gets dumped.
That when she's having some, e-Hollywood breakup.
You're the one who gets interviewed.
And coming out of rehab, she looks back fondly on the simpler days.
That kid that told me about Star Wars.
Dude, you're going to be a footnote in a historically
insignificant
Hollywood
You're
going to
be the Hayden
Hollywood
Christensen.
Why?
Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah.
It was her first real gig, and look at her now.
All we think of how bad Hayden Christensen was.
Yes.
I killed them all.
Okay, well, that's a good jumping off point to talk about
Star Wars.
How worried are we about Star Wars versus excited about
Star Wars? Well, here's what
I am worried. I am worried.
Disney... I said they can't do anything worse than Jar Jar Binks. It's good to go.
That's a good thing to talk about. Because, I'm not worried at all about Disney being the producing company behind this because, like I said earlier, they're good about being hands off with the crap.
And at least they're going to have something come out. George Lucas wasn't going to touch anything.
I mean, excited about George Lucas not being involved.
The two best ones weren't even touched by him.
But I am worried.
Yep.
The two best. We all agree Empire and Jedi are the two best of the only trilogy.
He thinks Empire is the worst.
Yeah.
And he didn't direct, and that's easily the best one.
Exactly, in
my
opinion.
He didn't direct it.
Yes.
He didn't direct that or Jedi.
He called them and said to them while they were filming it, "What are you doing to my movie?"
Yeah.
Without George Lucas, there'll be new original ideas in
I don't want to sit here and just shit all over George Lucas. He obviously deserves a lot of credit for creating
he's a
the
hero.
World.
He deserves a lot of credit for taking two really good stories and putting them together in space. That's what he deserves.
But this is where you have to give credit to the people around the people.
Yes.
He had a lot of people around him in the first trilogy who said, no, George, that's stupid. We don't want to do that.
Yeah. Here's a couple big things that George Lucas did that you don't realize. A, he worked for the bare minimum his union would allow him to so he could add the extra budget to special effects.
Yes.
Yep.
That was a big deal.
Okay.
But
no, wait, let me stop
gave
you there.
The rights to the
toys. Well, he wrote that in. But he, wasn't really losing money by investing into the Lucas,
Right. So he.
What they call it? Advanced whatever. Done lighting.
Didn't think about that.
Industrial light and design.
Magic.
Or magic.
Yeah.
That. Him investing all that money. You're right. He had the vision of Star Wars too. His vision also included Jar Jar Binks.
Vision of Star Wars was let's set the samurai space opera.
Yeah.
The samurai. In space.
I'm just saying.
Okay. One of his best decisions.
Agreed.
All right. And then the other big thing he did was. Becoming buddies with Steven Spielberg.
Oh, of course. But
that was another thing.
I'm not sure if that was ever not going to happen the way those two were some of the most popular filmmakers of that era.
Right.
Jaws came out about the same time, didn't it, as Star Wars did?
Yeah, late 70s, or
yeah.
early
80s,
maybe.
But, they were the up-and-comers then,
But if he would have never done those Spielberg collabs... what would he have done other than Star Wars?
Did he have to do anything besides Star Wars? You just said that he invested all of his money into Industrial Light Magic.
No, he didn't invest any money.
In ILM?
No. He didn't invest the money. Yeah. The studio said, you have this much money to make the movie.
Oh, well.
And he goes, well, and this.
Well, he budgeted.
This 20%
he budgeted.
Was supposed to be his. So it's not like he took money out of his savings.
I understand.
He took money I'm going to take the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a better movie. So, but if I do this, yeah. I want to roll the merchandising rights.
But for all
he invented the concept of movie merchandising virtually. Yes.
But for all intents and purposes. He did invest his own money into ILM, Industrial Light and Magic, and that has paid him back hand over fist in dividends, dude, ILM.
He took the merchandising money and formed ILM.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But you're saying
that... But that had nothing to do... That was... He hired the people to be his own...
I think this is a vocabulary issue about his invest.
You guys are such geeks.
Okay, let's move back. Let's get back to the press and talk about the upcoming Star Wars.
Let's talk about Star Wars. I'm not sure if it's going to be good or not. I'm hopeful, you know.
I don't want to be the type of guy who sits here and be like, I expect it to be bad, so it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
If you expect it to be bad, you could be surprised.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do.
But you can also prejudice yourself against
I'm not going to have any high expectations.
I can only base my opinion based on the past. The first three movies, four, five, six, were great. So the next three movies, 1, 2, 3, not so much.
That's the sad truth. There's been the exact same number of good Star Wars and shitty Star Wars.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. I think the odds are of it being a decent movie, at least watchable, have gotten a lot better without George Lucas in the picture.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I was going to say, I look at it this way. With J.J. Abrams working on the project, it's going to go one of two ways for me. He took Star Trek and turned it into Star Wars.
To the chagrin of a bunch of people at this table.
Me.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Me. So here's the thing. He could take Star Wars and make it a bigger, better Star Wars, or he could take Star Wars and turn it into Star Trek, and I'm happy with both.
I think it would be the ultimate fuck you.
It would be awesome, though. Here's what I want to see from J.J.
You got Star Wars in my Star Trek. You got Star Trek in my Star Wars.
It would be awesome. That's all I'm saying. All
right. I just want to see J.J. Abrams sneak in Indiana Jones into Star Wars somewhere.
Because R2-D2's in Star Trek.
Well, let's move.
Because he's in Star Trek.
Let's go from there.
Indiana Jones.
Are we going to get a new indie? Are we going to get a new indie movie?
I think they had plans for
Shia LaBeouf taking over the series, but it did so terribly.
Those plans didn't
like it.
Yeah,
so I'm sure there's a script out there.
Has the license not moved to Disney, though?
I don't know. Along
with the rest of Lucasfilm properties?
Yeah, they took
Well, over. But it's Lucas it's and different somebody.
Exactly. It's the same, but different.
So, Spielberg, our Amblin Productions, probably still has a ride.
Yeah. Entertainment, I think.
Yeah.
Amblin.
Or
anyway,
Entertainment.
Let's get on to this now.
Paramount.
Since Marvel owns
the third.
Exactly.
So, that's probably not going to happen.
Marvel is owned by DC.
Whoa.
Let me start over. Marvel is owned by Disney.
The hell did that
not
happen?
DC, Disney. Disney also owns Star Wars. Let's go back to what we were originally talking about. Are we going to see some Star Wars shows on the Netflix?
Maybe. They've talked
about that. What would you like to see?
I want to see Bounty Hunter.
Star Wars Bounty Hunter.
That's literally
an anthology.
Boba Fett. I just want, like, exactly.
Yeah, Bosk.
Vignette episodes.
Bosk.
Well, Bosk.
All of them.
IG-88.
Yes.
There is one.
Dengar.
I want to see Star Wars Detour, which George Lucas greenlighted, and they already started making, and there's some rough episodes out there, and it was a Seth Green comedy parody type series. They have this, like, halfway in the works, and Disney put the kibosh on it.
Well, I don't blame them.
But I would love to see that picked up and released.
A Star Wars comedy. Like a satirical Star Wars comedy.
Comedy, you know.
On Netflix.
But
if it's,
there was also another TV series that George Lucas, that was a legitimate serious series that was supposed to take place that Disney put the kibosh, because they put a kibosh
on everything.
It's like, here's all this, and we're going to reevaluate everything.
Well, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
So they may have a TV series in the works already to start from.
Well, did anyone hear about about what they wanted to do as far as there was going to be a TV series, a serious TV series.
Star Wars.
It was a what if series.
Okay.
And it was what if Anakin didn't become Vader and raise the kids.
Oh, okay.
And Padme died. Instead, the scene in the third movie where he chooses to be Vader instead.
Yeah.
He goes with not being Vader and they take down the Empire.
So wait, he like doesn't kill Mace Windu? Like,
no, he doesn't do any of that. Okay. Or, no, he still kills Mace Windu.
I'm just trying to pin down when the decision was made.
When they're on the volcano planet.
When he makes the final decision to go full Sith, when the eyes turn red, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
Just before the battle.
After he had already butchered a bunch of innocent children.
Booyah!
Okay, well, great job being a good guy.
No, but that would be the thing, is Obi-Wan and him would...
He would clash have to be severely over him,
and they would have to keep him in hiding.
Yeah.
But he would still... But Obi-Wan...
I don't know if I'd want Anakin raising children experiences killing hundreds of them.
It would be a very serious... It would be him trying to get back to his children.
You wouldn't be the first little kid I slaughtered.
And that would be
leave your room.
Yeah. It's fine. I don't think that would work.
I thought it was a terrible idea. I would say two things.
You gotta throw it right into proper continuity, man. You gotta, you know...
I would want to see two things out of that. Only two things. For because we're talking about... what you asked, what do we want out of Star Wars on Netflix. One of two things. One, we already said. Which is a bounty hunter show.
Yeah. Ooh,
that if it's not one of these two things, I don't care. So I either want bounty hunter, or did any of you guys play Star Wars: The Force Unleashed?
Of course,
yeah, I want that. If I don't get one of those, I don't give a shit.
Star Killer is an Old Republic show.
That is supposed to be.
I would love
Mandalorian. The Mandalorian War. I want to see. The whole Jedi Council.
Would anybody want to see KOTOR TV show?
Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. An Old Republic show.
Loved KOTOR, by the way.
There's
one of the greatest RPGs I've ever played.
Where the Jedi had issues within themselves. No. Where people were going rogue because they couldn't love.
Ah.
Like, I love that internal struggle that they put in that game.
Put a little bit of dynamic in there where the Jedi guys aren't just quintessentially good and the Sith are quintessentially bad.
Yeah,
there's more of a...
It was a gray area.
You know the guy who was, like, the voice actor and, like, the model for the Starkiller character in Star Wars Force Unleashed? He's the guy that's playing like Aiden and being human.
Oh, okay, yeah,
but if they buzz his hair back
Battlestar
down,
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. He went crazy in that show. Yeah. But if they put him back in that, I think that would be amazing. Because you can have a little bit of Vader. You don't have to have a lot, so he doesn't it doesn't ruin anything. And that story is supposed to be canon with the story.
Yeah.
And he meets a lot of people. From the universe. I think that would be amazing.
They even have that Twi'lek chick who's like his apprentice.
Twi'lek, yes.
Do you know
in Clone Wars?
Yeah. Is that her name?
Incidentally, I don't care for
Juno. Juno.
Is there any way you think we can just get rid of the first three movies? I think
episode one, two, and three.
Right.
No.
Okay, so first, chronologically, not released.
I mean,
yeah, sure, go for it.
You know, well, because here's the thing. You know,
I like Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks later on when he becomes like a congressman or a senator.
Oh,
that's cool.
When he gets Palpatine the power to exterminate half the fucking galaxy. Yeah, great job, Jar Jar.
That's awesome. But I'd like to see some maybe far in a galaxy far, far away political intrigue.
I always thought Darth Vader was this badass. That went down and hunted down every, other Jedi. And, you know, I thought he was a robot because every other Jedi took a little piece of him. Not because he slipped and couldn't walk straight and fell into
a
volcano.
Who are you talking about now?
Darth Vader. You know?
Anakin.
I mean, yeah, not because he tripped and fell in a...
He didn't really trip and fall. He tripped over Obi-Wan's lightsaber.
He got his limbs off.
That was like the stupidest thing, though. It's like, you know, I've got the high ground, Anakin. Yeah. I automatically win.
You underestimate my power.
No, I'm not, Anakin.
This is physics, Anakin.
Yes.
No, Anakin, you don't understand.
Jedi's can levitate themselves. Anakin, how did you not levitate yourself just a little higher?
Just a little higher.
Are you that dumb?
He already lost his hand, man. Okay, he wasn't thinking straight.
Okay. Like, whatever.
Corrupted by power.
He was corrupted. It was rage. It was hot.
Yeah, his wife just died.
He was fucked up, man.
Rage is supposed to make the dark side feel more powerful.
You know what Anakin needed? He needed some Prozac.
Prozac.
You know, we all talk shit, but
some Xanax, something.
He fulfilled the prophecy, but you know what he did?
Yeah,
in the original fucking trilogy.
Yeah,
exactly.
By the end of six, he fulfills
In episode six, he kills the Emperor.
We're talking about like space and shit. This is completely unrelated.
Well, no,
but
I just watched Balance of the Force. There's too good, too bad. Boom.
We were so close. Even with the
Empire, I was so close, and then you just fucked it all up.
Sorry.
You want to move to Arrow? You want to move to Arrow?
I was going to move to Arrow, but since we're still in space.
Well, let's move away
from
space.
What are we talking about in space?
Let's move away from space. Talk about Netflix and Marvel.
Yeah.
Arrow is
on CW.
Is Arrow going to do the same thing? Is Arrow going to be a pivotal point or a hinging point for a DC universe to go the same way Marvel's going?
I think it could, but the only reason...
Here's the problem. Lack of power.
They lack it. There's no powers. There's
in
no
Arrow.
Powers.
So but the only powered person they've actually shown...
Are villains.
Is Superman.
I was going to say, and as far as Marvel Universe goes, they've only shown you on television super villains with powers.
Yeah. Marvel likes to throw out a whole bunch, but DC, they seem to just want to milk that one series.
Yeah, one thing.
Yeah. I mean,
they do that for this reason.
It's like they don't want to take advantage of any momentum they're building. They just want to live on that momentum.
It's because of this.
Marvel and Disney seem to be building momentum. Yeah.
Well, they'll put out a series. I'll go to Smallville real fast.
Go Smallville.
I'll go to Smallville. On Smallville, the goal was to just have young Clark Kent before he has all his powers, before he could fly, and all
but
that
stuff.
But it ended up becoming that, but you had to wait 10 seasons.
And they threw the Legion in there. They threw
Green Arrow.
Yeah, they threw
the Justice Society is in it.
Yeah, they throw a lot of elements of powers.
Doctor Fate and Hawkman.
Hawkman, they throw a lot of different elements.
But that's the problem. Think about it this way. All those characters they put in...
In Smallville,
aside from, Clark Kent, there are only two characters that could have carried something else. Green Arrow and Aquaman.
Zatanna could have carried...
Zatanna could have carried.
No, Legion could have carried. Booster Gold, who was there, could have carried.
It's hard to do magic characters.
It is hard, but...
In comics and on TV.
But here's the thing. Magic has caught some wind with... Vampires, werewolves, all being popular.
Harry freaking Potter.
There's that one show with all the vampire diaries. There's magic and shit.
Harry Potter made the very smart decision to rein in what a wizard is capable of.
American Horror Story with their coven this season.
But that's
all about witches.
That's a little different, though.
It's a lot different, but it's still establishing magic.
You can make Zatanna a dark character. It could be a dark series.
But I think
it's okay for villains to be super fucking powerful.
Doesn't Del Toro
have your main protagonist? Why don't you just snap your fingers and
Exactly. Backwards talking
shows,
would be awesome to see.
They're very Melrose
the
Place.
Backwards
magic. It seems very, very soap opera-y.
What does? What seems soap opera-y?
He said DC shows.
Everything on TV seems soap opera-y.
Yeah,
have
they
you
are.
Not read my new article on Outright Geekery?
The case
for the TV anthology?
It's good.
Everything is a soap opera.
See, the thing with Arrow, though, it's like no superpowers, and they introduce characters and stuff, and they introduce the League of Assassins.
Yes.
Just recently.
League of Shadow.
Yeah, exactly. So they've talked about Ra's al Ghul a lot in the past 2 or 3 episodes.
That's awesome.
They've been doing that. It's cool, but there's problems with it. It's a show, so there's going to be problems.
Of course.
But, you've got...
But are they doing a good job of maybe bending Arrow up a little bit, changing it so it is more... an integral part of an overall universe
That's what it seems like they can do.
Here's the problem.
Go
ahead, Jules.
Cut me off.
My bad.
Arrow should not get a complete sentence.
That's cool.
No,
you guys don't give a fuck.
It's I haven't had a full sentence in a while.
Thank you.
My whole thing is, if they wanted to build a bigger, better DCU, they could have just had Arrow be a continuation of the same character they established on Smallville, who was a badass.
Or they could be referencing stuff that happened in Batman, or stuff that happened in Man of Steel.
I think the tone is off for that decision, because Smallville was much campier than what happened there.
Very campy.
But my whole thing is, they're going to make Arrow... Arrow's going to have nothing to do with the Man of Steel movie, the next Batman movie.
I don't think they're going to do the same thing as Marvel.
They can't, because the whole point of Arrow is no superpowers.
Yeah.
Superman's the only character who's been established to have any superpowers.
We don't know who they're going to put into the Man of Steel continuity. They know Batman, he doesn't have any powers, no problem there. We don't know if they're doing The Flash or Wonder Woman or anything
else. Exactly.
But my whole thing is, that fits more. Arrow fits having watched it now, kind of enjoying it. It fits more in the Nolanverse where everything's ultra realistic
and grittier
and grittier. Yeah, yeah, it's much grittier, darker. Yeah.
He kills people.
Exactly.
That feels like
not
the
anymore.
Nolan.
Not anymore.
Indirectly.
Well, no, not anymore.
First
not anymore.
Season, he was straight up breaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Nolan Universe.
Oh no, Arrow. No, the first season of Arrow,
he was breaking his
entire
man.
His entire reason for doing what he does is to 86 people that are effing up his city. Like that's his whole spiel.
He's a whole revenge guy. He's the Red Hood. Yes.
He's the better Batman.
Not anymore, though. Not anymore, though.
Yeah, they kind of swapped it up. But adding Black Canary, I think that's how they were able to.
And only that's a great character.
She's been trained by the League of Assassins, though.
So she should be the assassin, or she's on trying to get on the right track, and maybe she's pulling.
A lot of people forget about Black Canary. Even without her voice power, she's one of the baddest mofos in the DC universe. Yeah. Just kung fu wise.
Yeah. She's beating Batman.
Yeah. I don't know, Talon's
every version.
Talent's awesome.
Well, what
they
introduced
Professor Ivo.
Christian's got some stuff written down here.
I did write some stuff down. I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
We talked about vampires and shit a second ago.
Oh, yeah.
This is the question. Like, we always have, like, some kind of monster that's, like, the hottest, sexiest thing out. We had vampires for, like, 17 years.
I hate sexy vampires.
They ruined everything.
I mean, there's an underlying sexuality that's part of it. But...
When they sparkle in the sunlight.
Oh, it's like you got the Brad Pitt vampires, and then you got like the Dever Cullens and shit, whatever. But okay, we had them, and now zombies are the huge thing.
I would call zombies sexy, though. You said sexy. I don't think zombies.
Just because you didn't let me finish, you son of a bitch.
My bad.
But it's just like you just need to keep talking when people interrupt you.
Apparently. So they made vampire sexy and all that, and then you have werewolves. Kind of werewolves are just dogs now, which is some bullshit. But then we got zombies, and zombies are huge.
When were werewolves ever cool?
Always.
Teen Wolf.
You can't tell me. I liked Teen Wolf,
but he wasn't a very cool werewolf.
No,
he was the coolest werewolf.
He plays basketball and guitar,
but he never ate anyone. Werewolves in order for a werewolf to be cool, you have to kill someone.
You have to watch.
That's why you have Teen Wolf now.
I like being human.
Yeah, being human's awesome. Yeah.
Being human, UK is awesome.
And they make those werewolves hot.
Yeah.
What about werewolves? He ate somebody.
Yeah.
Oz, Seth Green's character. He was a werewolf.
Yeah. Straight. And Buffy, he ate a couple of people.
Yeah.
Werewolves have to kill, man. So no, Michael J. Fox is not cool. You know, speaking of Back to the Future, Teen Wolf, you know they were going to do a third Teen Wolf movie with Justine Bateman as a white wolf hockey goaltender?
Yeah.
Let's go on to whatever you got.
Have you seen the second one?
So, wolves, yeah, I've seen the second one.
You know what? Here's my question, Dave.
Here's the question. The monster's question. The monster's question.
The big one.
Do we find vampires, zombies sexy?
You know what? I don't even care anymore.
No, come on.
What's going to be the next monster craze?
Mummies. From the Black Lagoon.
Mummies.
They're going to bring that one back.
No more such mummies. What do you think?
Do sorcerers count?
Not really.
No.
Okay.
As good as that would be.
Demons.
Demons
can work. Hot.
Demons can work. Supernatural. Yeah. But Supernatural's been on so long.
Supernatural's
really
cult.
Hot?
Now's the time to do another Spawn movie.
It is time for a Spawn movie. I'll agree with that. I think a Spawn movie would be good.
Spawn and Darkness.
Let me say this. I don't think it's just a good time to do a Spawn movie. I think it's a good time for Image to take advantage of all of the comics they have.
Yeah.
And they could actually do something really good.
It was actually a good show. Everyone forgot about it because it was on TNT.
What?
God forbid that ever happens again. Witchblade.
I loved Witchblade.
It was a great
representation. You could incorporate Witchblade, Spawn, Invincible. You can have a universe. It's a network.
It's got prime time in the daytime.
Turner Network.
Yeah.
Prime time in the daytime.
So is it TNT. That the Yahoo blurbs?
What do you think, Larry?
What do you think is going to be the next monster craze?
I don't think we're done with zombies.
If you had listed.
Let's try to call it right now so we could say someday, episode 10, we call the next craze.
Talking about zombies,
but
they did
I think it's
going
to be
show?
More of a mutant. I think we're going to get
the
some
movie?
peoples with powers.
Yeah.
Superheroes. So S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. I think more like mutants.
We're going to see another version of Heroes, which I know S.H.I.E.L.D. is wanting to fill that gap, but I think we're going to see an independent guy do it better.
Yeah.
Well, there have been some hero shows,
think about
too.
This.
I'm asking the question that people are like dancing around.
You got three hours,
like you're doing Breaking Bad.
Yeah, man, I've been hitting up the Heisenberg. But have you seen the trailer for
Alphas? Is a show out? There was a show way back in the day.
But we got
Frankenstein.
Oh, they're doing Frankenstein. Frankenstein's really a type. That's like one individual. That's not like a subset of monsters. I don't know if you can do that. Hey, look, it's all the Frankenstein.
I hate that everyone calls him Frankenstein. Read the book.
Yeah, he's the creature.
The creature. Yeah,
right. Okay,
that's one of those like
the movie. Been repeated so many times. He claims to have taken the name in honor of his grave. Right. So they at least answer
that. Yeah.
Well, he does that in Van Helsing.
Also, he's not green. Yeah, he has, like, yellow, translucent skin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what he's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's supposed to be all jaundiced.
He's not green. He's not that big.
The dude who played Two-Face is going to be Frankenstein.
Yeah. Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah, Aaron Eckhart.
He's a good actor.
I think he's a good actor, too.
I think he's an amazing actor. Yeah. I've liked every movie that I've seen.
So Frankenstein's, but what were you going to say? You're saying mutant-tated superpowers.
We're going to see more mutants.
Now, when you say that,
a serious X-Men show.
Now, when you say that, do you mean like a Morlocks? Like an ugly, like undertrodden...
Like Hills Have Eyes style?
Yeah, Hills Have Eyes sort of thing? Or what angle do you think... Because that's pretty broad, saying that, oh, they're going to be superpowered. Because they did Alphas, they did Heroes. There's
Right.
Yeah. I think Demons. I think
Demons.
The success of Evil Dead and Clive Barker making a new Hellraiser with no CG.
I'll pull this out. Ghosts.
I think Ghosts are pretty popular. Paranormal Activity movie.
Ghosts are
popular.
Ghost Hunters.
That's not the same type of thing that we're seeing in things like True Blood and Twilight, where like the movie's about. It's not like a horror movie. It's like they're the protagonists.
Oh, yeah.
They like they have these like inner drama. So if we're looking at the next wave, like Christian was talking about, of that sort of thing.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity doesn't really count.
Okay, fair.
I agree.
That's true.
Mummies. Mummies are...
You really want this mummy.
I want some mummies, man. I think mummies can be hot, too.
I don't think there's enough to go there. Like I said, the Black Lagoon. We're starting to see it now. It's already... The next one is going to be superheroes.
Yeah.
Like you said.
But is that not a monster when Heroes only 5 years out? But is that a new thing?
We're probably going to see about three more different episodes.
But that's not like the Universal House of
Horrors. That's not really a monster, though. Like superhero, how is that a monster? That's not a monster.
I know, but that's why I think the next big wave isn't going to be monsters.
Well, be specific. What monster do you think could? What monster would you like to see? Count Chocula?
To what?
I want a monster cereal. I don't think mummies and like the whole Egyptology thing has been hit on enough.
I don't think there's enough there to support.
Expands out from mummies to
I think mummies can be hot, dude.
Yeah,
I think about what they used to look like.
How about witches? We have the new series of American Horror Story about witches.
Yeah, witches.
There's a number of different movies that I didn't see that had witches.
They're redoing the Witches of Eastwick. The movie The Witches of Eastwick. They're redoing that. There's definitely fodder in the canon to launch the witches.
What series could be the next big wave that hasn't already came and gone?
Well, and I mean, because
that's really what it is. It's cyclable.
Of course. What do you think is going to come around?
Zombies are happening now. You know, and unfortunately, werewolves missed their boat.
Yeah. I'm going to bring that shit back. That's my goal in life.
Team Wolf
is awesome. But when I say werewolves, like, okay, don't get me wrong. I'm one of those people that
loves Jacob, right?
Yeah. No, actually.
And you got him to say,
I did it.
Damn it.
Walked right into that.
Yeah, I did.
And you know it.
So you're Team Jacob. Awesome. Go ahead, Christian.
I'm a team burn it to the ground. But seriously, though, like, I really do like Team Wolf, but I personally want to bring werewolves back like they used to be, man. I'm talking about like big lichen
howling style.
I want to see a dude change into a creature, not a dog.
American
Wolf in London.
Underworld.
That's a great
American Werewolf in London. Classic.
A remake
so
or
good.
A relaunching of the Howling series and the Werewolf series.
Yeah, with less CGI.
I'd love to see that.
I would like to see him take.
I don't know if that'll be a TV
I would like
thing.
I would like to see him take the Dungeons and Dragons werewolves. Where werewolves like hang out in towns. Where there's like entire towns of werewolves.
Yeah.
I want to see Werewolf Village, man, where no one knows that everyone there is a werewolf, and they just happen to be stuck there one full moon, and the whole town just freaks out, and then they decide to live there.
Also, shout out
or an entire monster city,
kind of
like
the
Eureka
TV series. It was really good.
Oh, the cartoon. Oh, we can talk about that next week. We're going to need an hour for that.
Yeah, that's an hour to all right. talk.
So but Eureka was like a show that surrounded, you know, alternative science.
Sci-fi community.
How about a horror community where we have werewolves and vampires and everyone living in this community, but still maybe sort of tongue-in-cheek
kind of
humor?
Like a horror version of Fables, perhaps?
Perhaps. I would dig that. I would like to see Fables put on the screen.
They made it into Once Upon a Time.
I don't like that. Have you seen Once Upon a Time? Has anyone watched that?
I've watched it. It's not terrible,
but I don't like it.
I find it's written for a broad audience.
Exactly. Right, it's written for a broad audience.
I find it more compelling than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
Agreed. Why do we have to keep using Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just to bring up other shows?
But hold on.
We use it as the shit example.
Right now.
I watch it every week.
Bad TV.
I watch it every week. The ratings are off the shelf.
I don't think it's that bad at all.
I think it's fine, too.
But I'm just so disappointed.
I'm going to move on to the next thing.
We kept Christian's moving on.
Let it go. We're letting the monsters go.
Where are we going now, Christian?
We have 5 minutes to do this.
We got 5 minutes. Days of Future Past.
Ooh,
it looked good. It looked really good.
It's a promising trailer.
Can I spit my only beef
before you spit your beef? I'm gonna spit my beef because it's probably smaller than yours.
Go ahead.
My beef with the trailer. We didn't get any action.
You're not supposed
agreed.
To.
The only agreed. Action we got was Beast beating the shit out of Magneto.
Because you know what? Here's my whole thing with trailers nowadays. You get all the action scenes in the trailers, so by the time you see them,
the movie.
You're disappointed because there's not anything more than what I already saw in the trailer. I like trailers where I don't get anything.
I didn't watch any Thor trailers up to Thor 2.
I don't want to see any of the cool scenes.
Yeah, I don't
want to
see all the cool scenes.
I didn't realize.
You gotta give me a money shot, though. Give me something.
No, because you know what? Now you're gonna want to see it.
Exactly.
If I see everything in the trailer, I don't want to see the stupid. I didn't see Man of Steel because I got everything I needed in the damn trailer.
No, you didn't. There's a scene in Thor 2.
Except for the ending, which everyone gave me the next day.
Right.
All you guys.
Everyone's
like, that wasn't my Superman who killed Zod. Well, I'm not seeing the movie until it comes out on DVD. Thanks.
Which it came out on DVD yesterday.
And I still haven't seen it.
There's a scene in Thor 2 where...
What, you weren't waiting at Walmart at midnight?
Yeah, right.
No.
I did.
There's a scene in Thor 2 where Thor jumps off a balcony and catches Mjolnir midair and flies. I thought that was one of the coolest little snippets, you know, from the movie. It was in the trailer.
Yeah.
That's why I don't watch the trailers.
There was cool stuff that wasn't in the trailer. There was the frying half of Malekith's face.
It sucks that they put that in the trailer and it was such a... Oh,
that like, Malekith's oh, main cool henchman moment. Curse.
Yes.
Right, he wasn't in the trailers at all.
It looks good. We're all probably excited about it. I'm not holding my breath because they could screw it up.
My big worry about Days of Future Past is they're trying to fit in a lot.
Yes.
A lot of characters are going to be in this movie.
Right. And not just
but
a lot of characters, doubles, copies of old and young.
Yeah.
All right. So, and you want to spit your beef?
My big beef with what I know so far about Days of Future Past, in the original comic, it was...
Kitty Pryde
doing the time traveling.
I wish she had gotten more.
And here they put Hugh Jackman
in the 90s. Bone. In the 90s cartoon, it was Bishop, and they are changing it. They didn't have to change it for any reason for the 90s cartoon. I don't see any reason why.
They did Days of Future Past 2 in the 90s because they reestablished the Apocalypse era.
Yeah.
And so Bishop comes to tell him about
I understand
all
right, why
so your big beef is it's not sticking to the comic books like any other movie.
No, my big beef is it's another Wolverine movie. The first, second, and third, every X-Men movie we've gotten so far, besides First Class, has been a Wolverine movie.
Agreed.
I don't want another Wolverine movie. There's thousands of other mutants they could use.
I don't
like that mutant.
We're the nerds who know the stuff in the comics. The average moviegoer
just wants to see Hugh Jackman with his shirt off. I understand that, but I still
kind of
want to
see that too. No homo.
But here's my thing. Here's what I'm going to say to that.
My beef is bigger than his beef.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to have a movie where Thor and Hugh Jackman. Yeah, Chris Hemsworth and Hugh Jackman both
have
their shirts.
Yes. Say homo afterwards. You know, that's sad.
Yeah, I missed that one up. Anyways, the thing is, the reason that's going to happen is because Fox still has the X-Men.
You're right.
I hate that.
Until Marvel gets the X-Men, will we see...
I don't think
we will not see X-Men-centric movies about the X-Men...
I think we will.
Small part of these movies that fail is I want to see Marvel get the rights for X-Men, Fantastic Four,
I think eventually Fox and Disney will do an amalgam, so to speak.
Next subject. Bam.
Now, I'm saying it. Okay.
2 minutes.
This thing that's going on with Days of Future Past, Bryan Singer is doing this, and I understand it because the events of this could possibly break up the events of 3, and then we get an actual X-Men movie. I think that could happen. Because if they change, if they're changing the past, that means that Cyclops could live. That means that we get an actual Phoenix
Cyclops
story.
Cyclops got shat on so
exactly,
bad.
Exactly, dude. I don't even like Cyclops.
I thought it was because he signed up for that Superman movie.
It's his fault.
The actor.
He had a bigger role in the movie. You could read the original script where he had a bigger role.
He wanted to do that Superman
movie. But he wanted to do Superman.
Superman 2.
So he cut his filming
short. To be a B character in the Superman movie.
Yes.
Because he thought it was going to go somewhere.
That's what Colossus is in the movie.
Be that as it may, it's such a shame as an audience member. It's like, Cyclops was important in the first one.
He wasn't just important. He was integral to the whole Phoenix because she was torn between
the X-Men. Put him on the bus for most of the second, but they kill him like 30 seconds.
We're talking about X-Men. So, what about Nightcrawler being
all new character, all new X-Men, boom, yay.
Yeah. All new X-Men?
I'm excited.
Where was it? The Nightcrawler came back.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing X-Men.
If anybody hasn't picked that up yet, it's pretty good. The artwork's great.
The artwork is amazing.
If you like Jason Aaron's Wolverine and the X-Men, this is kind of an expansion of his little corner of the X-Men universe.
Huge plot holes, though.
Huge
plot holes.
But,
first of all, heaven is a terrible place where that gets invaded, obviously, every few weeks.
But here's the other theory.
And the Bamps... You have the most powerful mutant psychics in the world, and they don't understand that the Bamps are actually super smart until they build a portal to this other dimension.
That's something they have to have for the plot.
And telepaths are still a hole. It's still a huge plot.
It's hard to have telepaths ruining your plot.
Of course, I understand, but it's still, from a long-time X-reader, it was a huge plot hole. But Claremont wouldn't miss that.
It isn't because
if you were in purgatory, would you know it was purgatory or heaven?
Exactly. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're hoping for. Creative writing by Jason Aaron.
Because they've established when they first when you first met Azazel that he was a demonic character.
Yes.
That Nightcrawler is the descendant of demonic mutants.
Nightcrawler looks like a demon. Azazel is a demon.
Yes. That's why they go to Limbo when they teleport.
But there is a connection with Nightcrawler and demonic
world. He died once before and ended up in hell with Mephisto.
Yes.
You find out it's no coincidence. He looks like a demon and his Bamps smell like brimstone.
Yes. Exactly.
So their idea that he could just be in hell. His version of hell could be being in heaven and not caring about it. Nightcrawler is literally sitting at the edge of heaven.
It seems like it's even a bigger hole when the Bamps are like, all right, we're going to build a dimensional portal, not to heaven, but to Nightcrawler's version of heaven. What? How'd they figure that out?
Because Azazel's Bamps are an extension of himself.
So you think there's Bamps like a Bamps convention, and the red Bamps and the blue Bamps are hanging out,
Bamps they're talking about people.
Are little versions of Nightcrawler.
Basically, boom.
They started off as red. I think he may have somehow converted them.
That's what I'm saying. It could be that they've become an extension of Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
We've got fill in.
When the portal opens...
Wolverine and the X-Men and is also by Jason Aaron, and that's where the Bamps were originally established as like vermin.
Yeah.
Vermin at the school. Like,
But here's the thing is, wouldn't it make sense if there may be extensions of Nightcrawler? The portal opens... to Nightcrawler.
That makes sense to me.
All of a sudden, you can read their minds because
you're saying is they weren't able to read the Bamps because their entire consciousness wasn't connected to this universe. It was connected. It sounds like Jason Aaron.
It sounds like Jason Aaron.
It sounds exactly like the Jason Aaron.
When you pointed that out, I thought about it. I was knowing Jason Aaron, they're connected to Nightcrawler's consciousness.
Hey, guys.
And as soon as the portal opens...
You should comment on the OutrightGeekery.com blog.
Yeah, I should. I'm going to comment on it. And saying all that, check out Outright Geekery. We're out of time.
I'm just going to say before
Chris
we leave.
Is gonna say something.
I love being a geek.
Me
love
too,
it.
Man.
It's the best thing.
It's
the best thing because we can just yell at each other okay with each other afterwards.
We could go for another 45 minutes just on Days of Future
Past. There's a guy in the comic book shop
listening
right now.
I realize we talked for like an hour
before
the season started.
Yeah, dude.
An hour and a half before.
There's a guy in the comic book shop to my left that has a purple hoodie on and I want it.
While you're wearing a purple hoodie.
Can I have your hoodie?
How many people?
He gave him the
signal. He gave me the no.
He's trying to collect the entire set in the world. All the purple.
I need all the purple hoodies.
You gotta be the only black guy with the purple hoodie.
Yeah, almost.
All right, next week, geeks.
Next week, geeks.
Meet us back
check
at the
out
table.
Weekly Rex, too, while you're at it.
Weekly Rex.
We're in much smaller doses there. Yes.
Now directed by.
Yours truly, Larry Miller.
Bam. He will tell you to shut the fuck up.
He did. He told me a couple times.
Hey, the talent is...
When I say quiet on the set, I mean quiet on the set.
And on that note, folks, we
ComicCity2.com.
ComicCity2.com.
We take it.